When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tea with Publicity. I am so excited to talk to you guys. I was going to go in studio, but then I realized that tomorrow's Thanksgiving and they probably wouldn't have my footage with me until next week. And I wanted to get this episode up this week so we didn't miss anything. As always, this episode is sponsored by Macy's, and unless you live under a rock, you know that Macy's is the sponsor of the Thanksgiving Day Parade, so you can mark your calendars for the 97th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It will be live in New York City on NBC and streaming on Peacock Thursday, November 23rd, 9 a.m. noon in all time zones. So get ready to check it out. You can also go to Macy's.com/parade. I don't know about you guys, but the parade is just such like a nostalgic thing for me. I just remember waking up and my dad making us watch it and sitting around the TV. Sean's gonna sleep over tonight and we are going to watch it in the morning together, which is so cute. I think this is my first ever like big holiday away from my family. I want to say I did like Easter once alone, but like Thanksgiving's such a big one to me. It's so important, but I'm going home early for Christmas, a week before Christmas, and I'm going to be there for a while. So I was like, it doesn't really make sense to like fly all the way home, fly all the way back. Like it's just a lot of flying, a lot of time. So I decided to stay here. I think it was helpful knowing that Sean was going to be here as well, because we're kind of just making our own little Thanksgiving together, which is really cute. Like, he's a really good cook, and I like to think I'm a really good cook, so we're taking it really seriously. He, like, went out and bought a turkey and a rack and a baster and a this and a that, and he's like, I've been doing all this research, figuring out how to do it, and I'm making mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts. I just made an apple crumble pie. I posted that recipe on my Reels and TikTok. And then am I missing anything? Cranberry sauce we bought. Oh, stuffing. I'm making homemade stuffing. So like we have so many things. We're cooking so much and it's going to be so exciting. And I'm starting today, the day before, I'm starting to prep. But I hope that you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving with your family and your friends and your loved ones. I do have like a big update in my life that I really want to update you guys on. But the thing is, you know, when you're kind of scared to jinx something because like I put down a deposit for said thing, if that gives anything away, but I'm just like, is it mine? Like, is it actually happening? So stay tuned because in a few weeks, hopefully I will have something really, really, really freaking cool to share. Wait, that makes it sound like I bought a house. I didn't buy a house. It's not that big. So I'm really excited about that. And another thing, I did recently make a video about a new ring that I bought myself. So I don't know. I feel like sometimes influencer unboxings could be so tacky because people are like, unbox my new Chanel with me. And I wanted to do one without like name dropping the brand and then also sharing like why it was such a sentimental thing to me. So I hope that came across. The feedback was really great, but I did buy myself a ring, the ring you all know and see, the love ring. And I've always wanted this ring, but the truth is jewelry to me is so sentimental, and every piece of jewelry, specifically rings that I wear, holds such a nice meaning to them. And I wanted to get this ring either because a boyfriend or a husband gave it to me, or because a family member gave it to me, or to commemorate something. Because it's called Love Ring, I wanted it to be really meaningful. So as you guys know, my Aunt Joanne passed away a few months ago. She's my freaking She is my everything. Sorry, I got cut off there. My mom was calling me. But she was like my best friend, my second mom. Just meant the world to me. It's been months and I still cry about her weekly, sometimes daily. Like I can't even talk about it right now without wanting to cry because I miss her truly so much. And I've been wanting to do something to commemorate her. And there's this thing that she would always say to me, and I notice I say it all the time to my nephew, and it's love you, baby, or I love you, baby. She would say both. And even when I like search her name in my emails, just all of them pop up with her signing off saying, love you, baby, love you, baby. I love you, baby. And I notice with Callan, I'm always like, I love you, baby. Like, I love you. And I always call him baby. And it's just like this thing. And I just, oh my God, I could sob because like, wow. Sorry, I like literally wasn't emotional. I am getting my period tomorrow. But like, I just hope that I could be like, oh my God, why am I so emotional? I'm sorry. It's because I'm talking about my nephew. And just like, I hope I could be the aunt to him that she was to me. And like, I see so many similarities in the two of us. And like, maybe I could just tell you guys some of them and honor her a little bit. But like, she used to do this thing. My aunt was the funniest person. She used to do this thing where, like, you can't make this shit up. She would buy us gifts and get so excited. She wouldn't want to wait until, like, the holiday came around to show us the gift. So she would be like, just let me show you the gift and then I'll wrap it and give it to you on your birthday. Or I'll wrap it and give it to you on Christmas. And she would show us the gift before the holiday. And then we would have to wait to open it again. And, like, I notice I'm literally her because every time I buy Callan something, I'm like, Jackie, just let me give it to him today. Like, let me just show it to him today. And she's like, no, just wait for his birthday. And I'm like, no, but I want him to see it now. And like, I notice I'm literally the same person. And like, I just hope I could be half the aunt that she was. Sorry, literally sobbing. Didn't expect that. So anyway, so I got the ring engraved and the inside says, I love you, baby. And it just means a lot to me. Oh my God. My like nose is stuffed. My eyes are running. If you guys saw me over here, you'd be like, bitch, calm down. But I recently just did that. And yeah, it was just, it's really special. I love her so much. And just, I believe that she knows that I'm honoring her. So that's that. Let me collect myself. Okay, sorry, I collected myself. Did not expect to have a breakdown on the podcast. There was something else I wanted to talk to you guys about. So the tea business is going super well. Thank you to everyone who has bought tea with publicity. I really love you guys and just cherish every single sale. I see the orders coming in. It's been so steady and so great, and I'm just like so pleased. I did want to let you guys know that you can now buy just the tea pouch as a standalone without the box. If you just love the tea blend and don't want the box and don't want to be wasteful, you could just place an order just for the tea refill. I did that intentionally for those of you that want to keep drinking the tea without collecting the box. And then I am in the process of figuring out my next tea flavor and drop. So I want you guys to weigh in. Is it a green tea? Is it a chamomile tea? Is it pomegranate tea? Like, what are you guys interested in? What is your feedback? Send it my way. I'm totally open to it and I look forward to hearing it. So thank you guys again. As a reminder, Tea with P is the perfect gift for the holidays because you could give it to someone that's sober, someone that's sober curious, someone that's hosting, someone of any age range, like truly a grandma or a little cousin. Like, tea does not discriminate. And I did like a little bow wrapping tutorial on the Tea with P Instagram if you guys want to check that out. But yeah, I just think it's like the perfect gift ever. So yeah, that's new. I am going to start doing some merch. You heard that. Bringing the merch back. I've just been really picky about who I'm partnering with, what it's going to look like. I don't want to just do like an ugly ass sweatshirt. I want it to be insane. And it's hard to find, like, it's hard to find vendors that actually make cool sweatshirts that aren't just plain and like, you know, I want the fit to be perfect. So I'm getting a little closer on that front. And I am also working on some things for the new year. I know it's like a little soon to be talking about the new year, but also kind of not really. I am wanting to do little like pop-up tea with pee events, like little tea parties for you guys and the community, maybe in different cities, maybe here in LA. I just want to do these smaller size community events instead of doing large live shows, so we could actually get the community together and girls could like chat and hang out and get to know one another, and we could do these little like tea party sort of things. I'm planning one here in LA. I'm actually planning like two here in LA. And then if there are other cities that you guys live in that you would like me to go to, write in and let me know, because I think it could be really fun to do that. Okay, guys, let's spill the tea. I wrapped up Love Island Games. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the finale yet, I thought that it was a really good season. I thought personally that Justine and Selly and Callum and Liberty carried the show. Truly, just like the Americans. I know it was Love Island USA that put it on, but they really had such a big presence. Ray was a big character. Amani was a big character. The two girls. It was just really great. I would love to see Love Island Games again. And I think that they would get even better people to do it this next time around, because now that people know how well received it was, I'm sure you'll have other big names signing up. I just enjoyed it because there was drama, there was relationships. I did go to the Love Island Games like watch party for the last episode, and guys, like the UK stars are my A-listers. Like Curtis is Brad Pitt to me, and he was there in the flesh, got to see Curtis. I really didn't ever think there would be like a day in my life, not to be dramatic, that I would like be in the same room with Curtis. Like when I was in the depths of COVID, binging Love Island UK, watching Curtis date Maura from my couch, I never thought I would like actually be in the same room with him, since we're from different countries. Sure enough, I was. Toby was also there. Jack was there, and let me just say, as a little fly on the wall, him and Justine definitely looked together. They were like flirty, holding hands, gripping each other. I did ask some people around the room, like, are they together? And it was kind of like, they really like each other, like they're trying to figure it out, but like obviously they live in different places. So I'm waiting on an update on that relationship. There was also so many people from like Too Hot to Handle and The Ultimatum. The amount of reality stars I saw in this room was probably the most I've ever seen in one room. And usually I'm in those rooms, but it's like Bravo people or Bachelor people. This was like the creme de la creme, because I love Love Island and I love Netflix reality shows. So to me, this was absolute chef's kiss. So highly recommend you watch it if you haven't. Great show. I also started watching Love Island Australia because it's finally on Hulu. And let me just say, I'm hooked, hook, line, and sinker, into it, love it, can't get enough. It's so good. So you could also start catching up on that on Hulu. The episodes are slowly coming out. What other shows have I been watching? I feel like I've really been like mainly watching those two. Also, my nose is literally still running from crying. Okay, I did want to talk about this lawsuit that Cassie filed against Diddy. I don't really get what's going on here, because Cassie filed a lawsuit saying that there was alleged rape, sex trafficking, abuse, all of these things during her relationship with Diddy, drug-fueled scenarios, mistreatment. And then all of a sudden, one day later, they settled the lawsuit outside of court. So obviously it took her so much courage and money and all of these things to, you know, put this lawsuit together and to just settle it. It's like, first of all, what kind of amount of money did this man have to offer her to silence her like this? Like 20 mil, 50 mil, because these are really extreme allegations. So something just seems fishy. And then like his team came out being like, him settling outside of court isn't an admission of guilt. It's just like to make this all go away. But like now I'm trying to understand if other people are going to drum up things and are going to come forward, because this is really freaking sketchy. And like Aubrey O'Day has been screaming this from the rooftop for years about him. And now I'm just wondering what other people will come out and say. I did want to say I saw some headline about someone else. Let me see. Oh, this is what it was. Kesha changes Diddy reference in TikTok lyric after Cassie's abuse lawsuit. So that's what it was. This article from USA Today states Kesha is giving a rewrite to one of her biggest pop hits. The wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. She changed it to wake up in the morning feeling just like me. I'm all about changing it, but that doesn't really seem to rhyme. It should have been like, wake up in the morning feeling like a badass. That's so cheesy. Okay, so I did see Kesha. She did change it. So women are obviously supporting Cassie, and as they freaking should. But yeah, something's really weird with all of this. Like something, I feel like I can only speak for myself, and I also don't know, because maybe you wouldn't want to like go through court like this. But I also feel like if what you're after is justice, not money, then wouldn't you want to fight it? But then also at the same time, it's like, so what, you're going to bankrupt yourself in the meantime? Like you might as well get this motherfucker's money and hurt him in the bank that way. So I don't really know what the right answer is. I don't really judge any route that Cassie did or didn't take. I just think it's so great that she's standing up for herself. But yeah, it's just blowing my mind. I'm sure we will see more come out on that, but it's a lot. Okay, I'm not going to keep you guys super long today because it's Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you have a long holiday break ahead, so I just wanted to give you a little something you could listen to on your ears on your way to your families or on your way to work today if you're going to be in work, whatever it is. I love you guys. I will be back next week, back in studio, so again, sorry for the weird quality, but just wanted to get something out there for you guys and chat with you and say that I love you and that I'm so thankful for you. And I hope that you have an amazing long weekend.